at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. As we look at this word that Jesus shares on what's called the Sermon on the Mount, if you would back up to the second verse, you would discover that he sat down and the Bible says he taught them. From the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh chapters, Jesus sat there and presented the word of God in a teaching fashion. One of the things that he shared with the disciples and the multitudes were the Beatitudes. And he began to tell them, blessed are they. And he went through a litany of realities when we would participate in the blessings of the Lord. And then as he moves from there, he begins to share with them the reality that we as born-again believers must let our lights shine. Now, one of the things that Jesus is trying to make clear to them as he ministers in this dark world, this sinful world, that those who have been illuminated by the light of the world, in John chapter 9, verse 5, Jesus declares, as long as he's in the world, he is the light of the world. And now it makes it clear to those of us who accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior that we are lights lit by the light, who is Jesus the Christ. Now, one of the things that I want us to see, because there are 4 points I want to share with you, and then we're going to go home. The first one is he talks about personal participation when he says, let your light so shine. Let your. He brings attention to the fact that the light that should shine in this dark world should be the light of every believer. It shouldn't be that of just the preachers or just the deacons or just the deaconesses or just the missionaries or evangelists, but for every believer, he makes it personal. And why is personal participation so important? Because Jesus gave none of us a light not to shine. The purpose of a light is to shine. What good does it do to have a light that does not shine? next thing you need to know, if a light is going to shine, it shines best in darkness. And my brothers and sisters, make no mistake about it, we live in a dark and sinful world. And every time we step out of our doors and into this mean, unforgiving world, we have got to make sure that our lights shine. Why? Because we are representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything we are is because of him. What he's done for us, we could not do for ourselves. We are no longer our own. And as a reality, we have been lit by Jesus Christ to make an example of our lives before men in this dark world. Jesus said, men rather darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Now you've heard the song Slipping into Darkness, don't you? And you think about it, most times, even though in these days in which we live now, people don't have to wait till it gets dark to do their dirt. But when you really think about it, the real activity happens when the sun goes down and when darkness cloaks the world in its dark and unseeable realities. That's when you find the creepers and you find those who are up to no good making their play and doing their due. And oh, don't get quiet. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the world. And you'll discover that it is in the darkness that nocturnal creatures and creepers come alive. You've heard the song, the freaks come out at night. They wait till 10, 11, 12 o'clock to go out because things ain't happening. Somebody say 1 o'clock. Things aren't happening the way they want to happen until it gets in around the midnight hours when it's at its darkest peak. And that's when they come alive. Jesus said, let your light so shine. This word so is emphatically placed here because it has to do both with quantity and quality. It's the same soul that is recorded in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And in that verse, you'll see that it is both qualitative and quantitative. And so when he says so, it literally means with everything that's in you, your light at its brightest point, let it shine. Let it shine. Here's what's interesting about it, because Jesus gives us instructions not only to let it shine, but where we ought to let it shine. He's talking about the proper place, and that's before men. You see, people who don't have anything to hide don't mind folks seeing. I wish I had a helper today. When you ain't got nothing to hide, it does not matter who sees you. When you are about the business of God, when you want men to see your light shining, listen, and there is no shame in your game. When what you do is right and righteous, you don't have a problem with who sees you. But there are some Christians who can't let their light shine everywhere because they're not the same everywhere. They're one way this way, and they're one way another way, and they're one way here, and they're another way there. And so they can't always let their light shine everywhere they go. They have hidden agendas. You cannot let your light shine if you are not walking in the light and the love of Jesus Christ. There's too much that everybody else sees that you don't want folk to know about. Because here's the truth. When you hold up the light, and especially Jesus talks about a candlelight, the candlelight has an omnidirectional illumination, which means it shines all around. And when it shines, it both shines forward and backwards and to the left and to the right. In other words, it illuminates everything that's near it. So when you let your light shine, folk are going to see who you are and what you are. And if you're not who you say you are, your light will reveal that. And so Jesus makes clear, if all is well and you let your light shine, it's best to do it before men or in the front of men so that men can see your example. You see, one of the good things about this text today is it's helpful for the believers to recognize and to understand you have a responsibility to personally let your light shine. It doesn't matter where you are and who's not letting their light shine. You've got to let your light shine. It may be on your job and you might see some other Christians and they act like they don't even know Jesus, but you can't act like that because you know what he's done for you. And you know what he is doing for you. And you know what you expect him to do for you. And so the reality is you are a believer and you must let your light shine so that he can be illuminated through you. Listen at this again. He says, before men, so that men in the dark world can see a brighter and a better way. Let me ask you this. If you, as a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ, don't witness, what good are you as a witness? If he saved your soul, made you whole, and you can't tell nobody about it, what good are you to the kingdom? If the Lord has stepped in and picked you up and turned you around and placed your feet on higher ground, and you can't let nobody know the Lord did it, what good are you to the kingdom? You see, one of the things that you've got to recognize is all around you are hurting people. People who are going through, people who are looking for a better way, people who are in need of a savior, and you've been saved and you can't even let your light shine to let folk know that you are a child of the Most High God. Well, now listen at this as you move on through the text. He's talking about personal performance now, because he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. See your good works. My brothers and sisters, too many saints try to become modest and say, oh, it's just Jesus. It's not me, it's Jesus. It's none of me, it's all of him. That sounds good, but that's inaccurate. Because if it was all Jesus, Jesus could have come down, did what he had to do, and go on back up to glory, and that would be the end of the story. But he included man, even in man's salvation. When they brought Simon of Cyrene and had him to help bear Jesus' cross, it was so that man could participate in his own salvation. And that's why the songwriter said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there is a cross for everyone. And there is a cross for me. If I didn't have to participate, then the Lord would not have used me as a part of that. But you see, I've got to believe in my mouth, in my heart, and I've got to confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and that God raised him from the dead. And when I believe that and I confess that, then my confession is made unto salvation. If I didn't have a part to play with, and if it was all just Jesus, I didn't have to do anything. But I have a participatory part in the process. Now look at this. That they may see. Don't be so modest and hiding about the good that you do. People are watching you everywhere. When you're not even aware that they're watching you, they're watching you. If there's anything you want to illuminate, it is the good works that you are doing. Some of us act like we're scared, praying, embarrassed to do good works for the Lord. If there ever was a time you need to let your light shine, it's when you're doing good. Because I promise you, there are folk who know your number, who know your name, and who know you're wrong. And you might have thought you did it by yourself in the back, in the dark, in the boot, in the corner, and all of the rest of that mess, but they got your number. But God wants us to illuminate our works. Why? Because the works are good. Listen at this. That they may see. If the Lord didn't want them to see, he wouldn't have said it. If he didn't want them to have an example, he would not have asked you to illuminate your light so they could see your works. Now, there's another reason why folk won't illuminate their light, because there ain't no works to see. If you don't have any works, you don't want to illuminate the fact that you ain't got nothing to show. Songwriters say, may the works I've done speak for me. When I'm resting in my grave and there's nothing that can be said, let the works I've done speak for me. My question to you is, what will your work say about you? James said there are some holy folk who try to act like they got so much faith and don't have any works. James said, if you really want to know what faith is, let me show you my works. Because to produce these kind of works, you got to have some faith. And if you got some works, it means you've got faith. And if you got faith, you got works. And if you got works, you're not mind letting folks see it. What have you done lately for Jesus? And so he says that they may see your, what kind of works? Good works. Good works. Not something done in the shade, in the dark. Not something done in some elusive place where folk can't see it and understand what it is you're doing. Because one of the things that Jesus is emphasizing here is that when men see your good works. Well, somebody might say, well, what is good works? I'm glad you asked. Good works represent the reality of everything that's good and godly. As a matter of fact, in this context, if you take the word good and drop off one O, and it'll be God, that men may see your God works or godly works. And so when men see your godly works, listen at what's going to happen. After you have given your personal performance and they have demonstrated that your heart, your mind, your life is about serving the Lord Jesus Christ, about lifting him up, about causing him to be the one who you are inspired by and encouraged by, then men see that. And three things happen because they see your good works. The first thing is inspiration. So many people are called into the kingdom and are called to greater works because they've been inspired by somebody doing great works. You don't think that everybody just had a desire to get up and do works. No, they saw somebody who was actively engaged in good works and it inspired them. And so in that moment of inspiration, not only did they see you, but they thought about themselves. And so after they saw the inspiration, and in almost every arena, doesn't matter which it is, sacred or secular, when people see good works going on, they want to emulate those good works. Now, I got to be truthful with you. It can be bad works, but if it has good benefits to it, they want to do that as well. That's why so many of our young people are twisted because of what they see going on in the world and those who are in the world and how they see the evil and the wicked prospering, and they see what they are doing and what they aren't doing, and they see how it appears that they're getting over and going up by not doing the right thing, and it's easy to do that, and so they get inspired. Well, if they can do that, I can do it. That's how dope dealers use young boys and young girls, because they're inspired by what they have gotten, the ill-gotten gains, and they see the shiny chains, and they see the beautiful cars, and they see the fine garbs, and they see the wads of money, and all they're doing is out there doing evil. And to the young person that has no better representation, it looks good to them. And they're sucked in to the darkness, because there was no one shining the light. No one around doing good works that could inspire them. Not only is there inspiration, but they desire information. How can I do that? Do you realize that there are more self-help books that outsell every other book, because people who are inclined or inspired to want to do know they need information in how to do it. So somebody writes a how-to, get rich, how to succeed, how to make your dreams come true, and they purchase those books and they feed off of that information in hopes that they too will be like the writer, the author, the person they see and they know. But it all leads to naught, because it's not the right works. And then after they are informed, then they are inclined to do it as best they can. And even with a twist, I can do it better. I can do it differently. I can do it my way. It hadn't been done like I'm thinking about doing it. And so whether it's sacred or secular, that inclination causes them to want to emulate what inspired them in the first place. I was a little boy, about 5 or 6 years old, and my favorite entertainer was James Brown. And I watched James Brown. I looked at him. I did my best to imitate him. I was in love with being James Brown. And James Brown came to town. And I told my mama, "Mama, I want to go to that concert." And my mama brought me to that concert. And we were on the front row, as I recall. And if we weren't on the front row, we got to the front row. And my mama knew. I used to go to the neighbor's house. They would call me because it was, I was a little boy, 5, 6 years old, doing all that James Brown stuff, doing the split and what have you. And I said, "Well, you know what? I'm going to make a business out of this." After I got through, I took my cap off and passed it on around as I was doing the James Brown. And there they were drinking beer and having fun with it, and they put that little money on in there, and I had me some money. But listen at this. I thought I wanted to be James Brown. So my mother took me to the concert. And lo and behold, there were some people getting on the stage with James Brown. And, of course, security came and removed them from the stage. And my mama said, "Well, you want to be James Brown? Get on the stage and be James Brown." And my mama picked me up to put me on that stage, and I almost knocked both of us down. Because in a moment, not knowing what my future held, but in a moment, something on the inside said, "This is not for you." And I never, ever tried to, desire to be James Brown again.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do 3 things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles.